I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
This is Cinema Classics.
It is indeed.
Talk about classics. The New York Times. They've come across with their 25 top movies since the year 2000.
There's a lot of foreign films. It's hard to keep track of all these movies.
Theirs is an eccentric choice, just as ours.
One of them is Spirited Away, an anime, Japanese anime film.
Yeah, good choice. But you've seen There Will Be Blood.
That's the number one movie.
Right.
I just don't think it's the best movie the past 25 years. The bottom movie on their list is The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
I think it deserves to be on the list. A little bit shocked to see it.
Yeah, I feel like they felt the need to put a comedy on there. Yeah.
Well, what do you think about Mad Max Fury Road being on their list?
Definitely a major achievement in terms of its action choreography. Right. Beyond that, I'm not sure there's much going on.
One of your favorite directors, Clint Eastwood.
Of course. Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah.
I would put Gran Torino possibly on there.
Richard Linklater's Boyhood deserves to be on there.
I don't.
Yeah. I know you found it boring.
Smartly executed. I found Boyhood to be a fascinating experiment. The central performance was a little lacking in the kid. Part of the experiment was not knowing what the kid was going to grow up to be like.
It was that prolonged look at the same person. The actual premise of it was so unusual as to be on someone's list.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is on their list.
That's a powerful influence on a lot of people for taking a major star and making it into something a little bit more profound than just a light melodrama. Happy to see Steven Spielberg on there with Munich.
Obviously, almost everything that guy touches is pretty extraordinary. I remember seeing Munich and being more technically impressed with it rather than emotionally or psychologically.
We mutually may have found a little bit more difficult to enjoy totally, but see the impact. Moonlight.
Did I think it deserved the Oscar.
Yet it is a powerful film in its own right. But then I started way back in 2000 with Mulholland Drive.
Wow.
How about that for going back?
Yeah.
And the Royal Tenenbaums.
Multiple works from Wes Anderson should be on this list, including The Fantastic Mr. Fox, which is one of the best films in the past 25 years, family film or not.
Yes, exactly. I got it. Well, my list also included Lost in Translation, and Sofia Coppola is currently The Beguiled. That's not going to be on a lot of people's best list. It's just.
But I think you're right. I think Lost in Translation is certainly one of the most beloved films of the past couple of decades.
Oh, yeah. One that I think you and I admired that's never going to be on anybody's list.
Bridge of Spies was a better film than Munich.
Yes. But I put on my list Midnight in Paris.
I was just going to say that. But that one certainly was probably the one last great attempt.
Good way of saying it, yes. No Country for Old Men.
Yeah, much better selection than Inside Llewyn Davis,
which
is what they put on this list. Gets in that Coen Brothers sweet spot between brooding violence and quirky humor.
Bone Tomahawk.
With a little prodding of the handle of the tomahawk, that does raise the question, are there any Westerns that have come out?
I certainly didn't have any, and I would have.
Why are we ignoring the Christopher Nolan Batman film? Dark Knight certainly deserves to be on that list. A movie that just kind of seared into people's imaginations, taking Batman and putting him against a real-world backdrop.
I think we're constantly putting in the back room great films that are made for summer and for hero films. And we just are one film that should go on the top 25 that wouldn't have been out in time for the New York Times to do it, Wonder Woman.
I was going to say La La Land.
That's good because it's right here on my list, too.
Is it?
Anyway, I have so many others on my list. One of my top 25 was In Bruges with Colin Farrell.
And a
moody European film that reminded me so much of The Third Man.
Yeah. My question about Westerns.
Yes.
True Grit.
Oh, yeah.
With Jeff Bridges. An amazing,
one,
remake, but also still true to their voice.
We have to stop looking through.
What do you want? I'm going.
Stop looking through that. This joke will be
thumbing back through. I just want to make sure we didn't miss anything. Here's one.
Can we end this, please? Okay.
Number 7 on their list is Inside Out.
Yes. I love that.
I didn't.
Yeah.
Pixar sneezed, they would think it was the greatest thing ever.
What an ingenious
Cloudy conception. With a Chance of Meatballs is a far superior film to Inside
All
Out.
Right. I'm out. I'm going to go make a plate of pasta. And I'm out of here.
Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.